This is my last day of a 11-day trip through Africa, starting in the Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi, and then 3 days here in Kenya. I had hoped to visit Somalia, but it's for security reasons, it just wasn't possible for me to do that. I visited with one pastoralist, quite an elderly man, who said he had never seen anything like this in his 80 years of being a pastoralist. He had had 200 cattle. Today he had two. In January, the World Food Program, working with the government of Kenya, the United Kingdom, NGOs, other UN agencies, did a crop assessment for the region, and that very thoughtful, accurate, technical assessment concluded that 3.5 million people would be vulnerable to food insecurity and would desperately need help in the forthcoming year. I think that nothing has changed in the last 60 days to alter our view of that assessment. Essentially, our budget for the next 12 years is something in the neighborhood of $225 million. We have $37, $38 million of that committed, and we need another $188, $189 million of support to do our job for the next 12 months. This is a set of circumstances that is truly more serious than normal. But, you know, we would have hoped that there would have been reasons to be a little more optimistic. And the long rains, no reason to think that that's going to be better. I'm saying the donors have been generous, but the donors are going to have to do a lot more. The 3.5 million people who need help this year will require about $225 million in help, in aid. We have $37, $38 of that committed now, and we'll have to raise the rest of it. And if we don't, the consequences will be very serious. We're going to need 6, 7, 8 times as much help as we've had to get through the next 12 months. And the good news is that there has not been a significant loss of life because of this crisis at this point. Well, we need both. I mean, the government of Kenya has been generous in providing food. We need cash for the transport and the storage and the logistics. Even with the good harvest in the West, that's not enough food to feed the people at risk in this country right now. And if all that food was immediately focused on the catastrophe, the problems in the West would become enormous. So this is a problem that can't be solved without external help.